Episode number 9, Over 40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
We're live with music from Archive by Revolver Coffee. And our topic today is...
Well, and coffee by Archive Revolver Coffee.
Yes, indeed. Coffee by Clipping Clipping.
Whatever happened to citizen journalism? In keeping with our schizophrenic jumping around.
I think, we had the Arab Spring. We had Ferguson. I think we have citizen journalism, but it's not in the form of text. It's in the form of images and video. I don't think it ever went away.
I don't know that I would describe that as citizen journalism, but I agree with you. I think a lot of the dream of citizen journalism has been fulfilled by that. I don't know if it more formally meets the definition, but in some ways, who cares?
There's also a cycle of waxing and waning, centralized and decentralized, and I think the centralized old school people are winning at the moment. But in the end, I don't know.
Well, like you said, there's cycles, because every new technology, you have the people playing around with it, figuring out how it's good and how it's bad, and you get this natural cycle of like, oh, these things really work, and then because they really work, people naturally adopt them, and that includes the big companies. And then you have some of the evil pursuits where the bigs will simply buy out the competition to either get the technology or kill it.
Haven't we had both of that?
Like we've had all of that.
We've had the AOL and the other big media outfits buying TechCrunch, and we've had Ohm's, Malik's, what's it called?
Oh, GigaOhm.
GigaOhm dying. We've had our rise and fall of blogs. We've had...
Twitter went private, and the nature of Twitter has completely changed. Although, the thing that I miss about Twitter isn't the citizen journalism part. As you said, that arguably is still going strong.
I really think that it's just we overestimated the impact in the short term. We being the early adopters and the people who are interested in media, like yourself and myself. That's what I think.
Well, I have a very specific concept of what journalism is, which is different from people just... relaying, you know, what's going on in their lives, and the extent that becomes newsworthy, Twitter lets you, and Facebook let you amplify that to the world.
But
it isn't journalism.
There's like, live reportage, which is just you can report anything live that's happening in front of you, like a fire, even though you're not a fire expert. And there's things that you're an expert at, and I think citizen journalism can do both. Like you just happen onto an event in your city, your town, your coffee shop. And you can report on it. You can also report on things you're an expert on, like Drupal or
electric bicycles.
I kind of think that it's kind of like the what with electric bicycles.
The
attraction of mobility is the fact that you have control over your agency of movement in this case, right? So why shouldn't people have control over what they read and what they publish? And how people represent them. And that's what I think. You'll have a box, and you will be able to publish your things. And we do have that box. It's a cell phone, and you're able to publish your things. But it's on platforms controlled by other people, unless you're a geek like Dale and I, and you can control the platform yourself.
So that is important, but I think that's a separate discussion from citizen journalism.
It's citizen journalism technology.
Well, it is the technology.
I'm just saying that the technology enables something, right? I have my pulpit that's not controlled by Twitter or Google, and I can publish what I want, that's important. But here's the problem, is how do you get that important stuff promoted to the 1,000 people in the world who care about it? And that's where the bigs work really well.
The community and the network, absolutely. But the other thing to me about the whole citizen journalism thing is when you have the people that you just described, they're scratching an itch, they're expressing a passion, they have that interest in there, they want to share, there's all kinds of reasons they want to share. Journalism also has this function, and this is what we missed, and this is one of the things about citizen journalism when it was first starting that I always wondered about, is there's some stories that are like just dead boring. Like, who's going to sit in on every city council meeting to find the one thing that sneaks through, or the legislature, like...
Who did that in the past? The small town reporters for the newspaper.
Who are
all being laid off.
With the chance of getting like a story out of it or reporting on something if it was of interest to that small local community. that kind of thing...
I don't think that will disappear. I think that's going to be on the internet. And I think people will do it for free. What's missing is continuity and archives. Like, you'll have it spread across all these sources, and you won't be able to find it. You won't be able to find it because...
Well, right now it's very patchy. I mean, yeah. I have talked to some journalists in person, and I have read about instances where... Actually, one of them just made a big story because some city council that used to have coverage had no coverage. This was last year in the States. And the city council did like a bunch of fiscally irresponsible things that finally came to light because it got so big. But there was nobody reporting on it as it happened. And there was that argument to be made. If there had been a boring-ass local newspaper reporter just going through the city hall notes, what would that have gotten that far?
The thing is, it doesn't have to be the local paper, newspaper, weekly guy or gal. It could be someone who is... That's the problem, right? So someone who's paid or somehow has a business model where they don't have to get paid because they get paid elsewhere, who has the passion and interest to do it. And I think those things will happen. But we've always had gaps. That's not... Lots of things were hidden because lots of small towns did not have newspapers, not have reporters.
Well, and you get into a lot of the motivations of the media. And
let's not pretend that the 60s weren't full of hidden scandals that we don't know about in small towns across Canada and the United States.
You can go back to the history of newspapers and definitely find where they either had an agenda or they were deliberately not covering things for buddies or for politics. Yeah. That has always been there. And that was one of the things that citizen journalism was going to try to solve. And
it is what it is. Like, I think we are trying. I think something will happen. I mean, I think we'll never have 100% coverage. It just takes one person, necessarily the same person, to go to these boring things and cover them.
I am really sad.
In a systematic, archived fashion.
I am sad about blogs. We should do an episode on blogs. Like the thing with blogs.
Do you even have a blog?
I still have my blogs. I still think about writing. I haven't written
at dale42.ca.
I've written a technical. I haven't written a personal post in a long time. Facebook, maintaining a blog turned out to be hard. Like, hard enough that it was a barrier, so that when the 240 character thing came through and when Facebook came through with the built-in.
Yeah, but you could have done that on blogs. You can do it 240 characters on blogs.
Like you said, how do you get the news out to people? Like, and that was the thing that the blogs didn't have. The technology was just clunky enough. There was no unification so that you could easily
publicize to 1,000 people who care about it, or 100, or 10.
My father wasn't going to learn how to use an RSS reader so that he could get the post when I posted, every 5 or 6 pieces.
Well, you can set up your blog to email him.
True.
Every post tag dad. He could eat your blog.
But again, there's those barriers compared to Facebook, where you join one, you have one login, and allegedly...
I think it's a cycle again. Like, the tools were easy for early adopters, so the early adopters overestimated the impact in the short term. The tools are now going to get easier again, so that normal people can use them, and they can get it to the 10, 100,000 or millions of people who care.
My dream is a federated network of like a Facebook tool.
We'll get there. We'll get there, like Diaspora, which is a failure, but you need failures to get successes.
True, yeah.
We'll get there.
Well, and the bigs always adopt, too. I mean, that's the thing that always... every time a new technology comes out to threaten an existing one, there's a big potential that it can adopt with that technology so that the threat goes away.
Yeah.
We, to some minor extent, we've seen that with Facebook. Like, some of the things that would have threatened the people getting on... They adopted to, but...
Well, they're changing their algorithm.
Yeah.
And they're making it clear that your newsfeed is an algorithmic newsfeed. It's not anything to do with really you.
Rest in peace, citizen journalism, the label, but,
It lives on.
I think the underlying desires certainly live on.
It's kind of like bicycle before electric bicycles, in a dormant state. All right. From Overcast, Vancouver... I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, cheers.
Bye-bye.